From small town dreamer to global icon.
She's America's sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Why does Taylor Swift inspire such devotion and criticism?
She's created a community on a scale never been done before.
Taylor on Channel 4. Stream now.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, October 22nd. I'm Zoe Culkin for The Wall Street Journal. We're exclusively reporting conservative activist Robbie Starbuck has filed a defamation lawsuit against Google, alleging its AI tools falsely connected him to sexual assault claims and to a white nationalist. Starbuck first became aware of this in 2023, when Google's Bard connected him to white nationalist Richard Spencer. He took to social media then to call out Google and express the dangers of falsehoods generated by AI. The lawsuit, which also says newer tools put forth false claims that Starbuck had been accused of sexual assault, seeks more than $15 million in damages. A spokesman for Google said that the company addressed the 2023 claims in 2023, and went on to say that inaccurate information is a well-known issue for chatbots. This is the second AI-related defamation suit that Starbuck has filed this year against a large tech company, with a suit against Meta being the first. Tinder is rolling out a safety feature that requires video scans of users' faces before swiping. According to Yoel Roth, who heads trust and safety at Tinder's parent company Match Group, the feature aims to boost trust among those on the app, as well as cut down on bots, duplicate accounts and impersonation, and prevent banned users from returning to the platform. The feature will roll out across the U.S. in the coming months and globally where local regulations allow it. It's already required for new users in California, as well as Canada, Australia, and India, where user exposure to bad actors has fallen more than 60%. And we have another exclusive report. The crypto trading firm Falcon X has agreed to acquire 21 Shares, one of the largest managers of exchange-traded funds that invest in digital assets. Once merged, executives say the company will develop crypto funds centered on derivatives and structured products. Full terms of the deal weren't disclosed, but it was financed through a mix of cash and equity. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.